And welcome to this Wednesday, July 10th edition of Between the Lines. A spokeswoman for Democratic Governor Tony Evers is calling a Republican proposal to limit his partial veto powers a temper tantrum. Will get reaction from the Assembly Democratic leader Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. With less than a three-day supply of most blood types available, the American Red Cross in Wisconsin facing a blood shortage and has an emergency need for blood and platelet donors to give now to replenish the blood supply. Laura McGuire with the American Red Cross Wisconsin chapter will join us a little bit later on in the program to talk about the critical need for blood donations. Farmers in Wisconsin say a wet spring and summer rain is pushing back their harvest timelines. The wet weather, unprecedented in Wisconsin. It's obviously impacting corn and soybean farmers throughout the Midwest, for that matter. But what is the impact going to be on Wisconsin's dairy farmers who use corn, obviously, for feed? We're going to talk with Tina Coleman, dairy and livestock extension agent, coming up on the next segment of the show. Well, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and the Dave Matthews Band will headline Farm Aid 2019 when the Music and Food Festival visits Wisconsin's dairy country in September. And tickets for the September 21st event at Alpine Valley go on sale this Friday. Jennifer Fahey is Farm Aid's communications director, and she joins us on the first segment of the show. And Jennifer, it's a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me as well.
I was in Fairmont, Minnesota when Farm Aid debuted more than 30 years ago. That's incredible to think about that. It's been around for a long time.
It has been around for 34 years, and I don't think Willie Nelson, Neil Young, or John Mellencamp thought that they would be doing it for 34 years, but they remain committed, and here we are. We're thrilled to come back to Wisconsin.
Yeah. So, obviously, back in the 80s, I mean, things were different, but farmers' struggles are, I mean, farmers are still struggling today for different reasons. Some of the things are the same. But there are some similarities today with the struggles that farmers are facing compared to what they were facing back during the farm crisis in the mid-80s, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah. Certainly the low commodity prices and the issues with export markets are very similar. Luckily, the interest rates and the plummeting land values are not the same. So farmers are in a better financial position to weather this storm as compared to the 80s. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the causes are similar, and they remain. And that's why our board members have remained committed to Farm Aid, because there continues to be a need to bring attention to the challenges in our agricultural system that make it hard for family farmers to stay on the land, and why all of us who eat should be concerned and active in determining how our agricultural system works.
One thing that is very different on the farm landscape across the country is the number of family farms. There are literally thousands fewer family farms than there were back in 1985 when the first Farm Aid launched. And there are many fewer small family farms. It's just been too difficult for a lot of these smaller family farms to stay in business.
Right. And that's a big part of our message is, you know, this is more urgent than ever because we have fewer farms to lose now. We have, you know, more production concentrated in a smaller number of larger farms. And that makes it harder for family farms to compete. You know, there's just this constant push for farms to get big. Same as the 80s, that expression, get big or get out. You know, unfortunately, it's the same system that farmers, the treadmill that they're on. And we need to take a look at that and see how we might be able to shift things to make family farm agriculture more sustainable, both for, you know, people use that term in regards to the planet, but it also has to be sustainable for these family farms that are and the families that are working the land.
Right. So I mentioned a couple of the performers that are going to be headlining Farm Aid 2019. Who are some of the other musical acts that are going to be on stage?
Well, we have quite the lineup, as we always do. In addition to those four you mentioned, who are our board artists, we have Bonnie Raitt, Nathaniel Raitless from the Night Sweat, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Rio, Margot Price, Jamie Johnson, Tanya Tucker, Brothers Osborne, Yola, and Particle Kids. So we have a full day of music.
Oh, it's going to be great. They enjoy coming to Alpine Valley.
Yes, and we are thrilled to come to Alpine Valley for the first time. We have long been looking at this venue and seeing how we could make it work. It's a beautiful setting surrounded by farmland. It's just really going to be a perfect day for us.
Yeah, exactly. Tickets go on sale on Friday?
They go on sale to the general public on Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. And there's a pre-sale starting at 10 a.m. this morning at farmaid.org if you're interested in making sure you get your tickets early.
All right. How much has Farm Aid raised in the past 34 years?
We have raised $57 million since 1985.
Holy man. First of all, what do you make of that amount?
Well, you know, it really goes to the generosity of the American people and their connection to agriculture. Certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, most people know a farmer. That's not true across the country, but most people do have some farming in their family history somewhere, and people have a real attachment to the land and to this idea of coming from farmers. And so, you know, whenever I was just speaking about, you were speaking about the wet spring and the incredible flooding across the Midwest, we activated our Family Farm Disaster Fund, and people responded. We quickly raised $200,000. Because people respond. They see those farmers that are facing that impact on their farms, and they recognize the farmers are crucial. So we don't think about that on a daily basis, I think, when we eat three times a day. And that's what Farm Aid's here for, to remind folks that there are people behind every bit of food that we eat, and we've got to take care of them when they need our support.
Yeah, I think here in Fond du Lac and in Wisconsin in general, people understand the importance of agriculture. I don't know if that's the case in general across the country, but you can't take farmers for granted. That's where you get your food. So specifically, and I was going to ask you this question, and I think you mentioned a little bit there, but where does the money go? What has the money been used for over the years?
So all of the money raised from our annual festival supports Farm Aid's mission to keep farmers on the land, and we have a number of programs that do that. We have a farmer hotline that we have been operating since 1985, and we hear from farmers, you know, particularly now in this economic crisis, we hear from farmers in need. But we also hear from, you know, young folks who want to be farmers, or older folks for that matter, who want to become farmers and are interested in accessing resources and tools that can help them make that change. We hear from folks who are interested in accessing new markets, direct markets, or transitioning to organic or sustainable agriculture, or, you know, of course, now there's all this buzz about hemp. So we hear from folks who are interested in seeing how that crop could help them on their farm. And we support a network of organizations across the country that are the referrals on that hotline. So if a farmer calls us from Wisconsin, we're going to find out what their needs are and connect them, hopefully, with a state organization that can, you know, sit with them and analyze their books if the need is financial, or if the need is legal assistance, or in some cases also connecting with social services and mental health. health resources. So that's really important. We have farm advocates across the country that we support who do one-on-one work with farmers in those three areas that I just mentioned, financial, legal, and emotional support. We do public education around why people should care about farmers and how they can support them directly in their own communities. We advocate on policies that help farmers earn a fair price and compete on a level playing field, hopefully. So it's a lot of work that happens 365 a year. Mostly we're known for that one day a year festival.
All right, very good. Tickets for Farm Aid 2019 at Alpine Valley go on sale Friday. Pre-ticket sale starting later this morning. Jennifer Fahey, Communications Director with Farm Aid 2019. Pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having us and showing your support for dairy farmers and all Wisconsin farmers.